This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 536, 9 Ways to Feel Less Stressed When Life Gets Crazy Busy, part 1, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. How's it going, old friend? I say old friend because old, or OLD, stands for Optimal Living Daily. If you're new here, this is where I narrate blogs for you and sometimes books. And speaking of books, I give away books to random people on my mailing list, always on the first of the month, which is coming up in just 2 days. So if you're not yet on the mailing list, please join. It's totally free. You get some free spreadsheet tools from me, and you hear from me personally once a week, and it's a nice way to show your support. Plus, again, you're entered into book raffles, and you get to choose which book you want if you win. To join, if you're in the U.S., you can text OPTIMAL, the word OPTIMAL, to the number 44222. That's a fast way to join. Or come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there. That's for anyone in the U.S. or outside. Again, that's oldpodcast.com. I'll give you a quick reminder at the end of the reading. So for now, let's hear part one of this post as we optimize your life. 9 Ways to Feel Less Stressed When Life Gets Crazy Busy, part one, by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Don't stress. Do your very best. Appreciate each step. Forget the rest. Stress is one of the primary causes of major health problems in our lives. It can cause heart disease, anxiety, sleep deprivation, autoimmune disorders, weight problems, unhappiness, and even deep depression. But we're busy. We all have places to be, things to do, and people to see. So how do we alleviate stress and still get our work done right without neglecting our loved ones and ourselves? When life gets crazy busy, you might not have time for week-long meditation and yoga retreats, weekend vacations, or even weekly life coaching sessions. So what can be done? I'm going to be brief about this because time is of the essence. There are 9 simple things you can do, a few mindset shifts and a couple actions that take only a couple minutes. These can't solve the most severe stress-related problems, but they can help most of us in a major way every day. Number 1, be in the moment completely with just one task. Instead of being in a stressful task-switching state of mind, take your next task, let everything else go, and just be in the moment with this one task. Let yourself be immersed in this task by letting go of the feeling that you need to quickly rush through it, that you need to move on to the next task waiting for you. There will always be a next task because that's the nature of to-do lists. They're never ending. So let those later tasks come later. Just be 100% in this one task like it's your entire world. Bottom line, slow down, breathe, review your commitments and goals. Put first things first. Do one task at a time. Start now. Take a 5-minute break in an hour. Repeat. And always remember, results are more important than the time it takes to achieve them. Number 2, let go of controlling what can't be controlled. Fear is causing you to be stressed, not external factors like your job obligations or family issues. Those external factors are just a part of life, but they become stressful when you fear failure, fear people won't like you, fear you're not good enough, fear abandonment, and so forth. Your fears are based on some fantasy in your head about how things are supposed to be, and you fear that your life may not live up to that fantasy. You have an image in your head that you're going to be perfect, have people like you, be comfortable all the time, and succeed on all fronts. These fantasies are a way to feel in control of a world that you don't actually control, but they're hurting you by causing fear and stress. Instead, let go of control. Be okay with chaos and uncertainty, and trust that things will work out. You'll fear less and feel less stress. Read The Untethered Soul. Number 3, accept people just the way they are and smile. We get upset with others because they don't meet our fantasy of how they quote unquote should act. Instead, try accepting them for who they are and recognize that, like you, they're imperfect and seeking happiness and struggling with finding it. They're doing their best. Accept them just the way they are. In most cases, it's impossible to change them anyway and it's rude to try. So save yourself from needless stress. Instead of trying to change others, give them your support today and lead by example. Number 4, take a brief walk outside. When things are getting really stressful, take 5 to 10 minutes to take a walk and clear your mind. A short walk does wonders. It gives you something new to look at and it gets your body moving. Through a decade of life coaching, we found that people who have recently experienced stressful life events like a serious illness, death of a loved one, marital separation, or job loss, always see an immediate mood boost after a short outdoor walk. It's literally the most effective way to instantly reduce the stressful pressure of a worried mind. Right about now, you should consider taking a break from work and go for a short, peaceful walk in a park or a green space if there's one nearby. Again, this is not unproductive lollygagging. It's likely to have a restorative effect on your mind and help with attention fatigue and stress recovery. Read the Relaxation and Stress Reduction Workbook. Number 5, perform short mindfulness practices. You don't have to meditate for 30 minutes to get the benefits of mindfulness. You can do a quick body scan, focus on your body, and notice how each part of it feels right now in 30 seconds. You can pay attention to your breath for 60 seconds, listen to it, and feel it. You can watch your thoughts about concerns, fears, judgments, doubts, and ideals for a minute. Recognize that these thoughts are simply thoughts. You don't need to believe them or react to them. You can walk mindfully, paying attention to your feet, your body, your breath, and your surroundings as you walk. You can do each of these short mindfulness practices in little bits whenever you need them throughout your day. Number 6, hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled 9 Ways to Feel Less Stressed When Life Gets Crazy Busy by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. I'm a huge fan of short mindfulness practices. There are so many ways to do them. I learned a bunch in college when I took a sociology class that taught meditation. It was awesome. Maybe I'll put some of those tips into my weekly newsletter this weekend. And speaking of my newsletter, I give away a book to someone random on that newsletter on the first of every month, at a minimum. Usually there are other book giveaways throughout the month, but definitely on the first of the month, and that's in just 2 days. So to be in that, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter mailing list. You'll then be entered automatically and have a bunch of books from Leon Logothetis of the Kindness Diary series on Netflix and from The Minimalist. So there'll be many giveaways. Again, just come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address to be in for free. Or if you're in the US, you can text the word optimal to the number 44222. Thank you for being part of that newsletter and for listening every day and optimizing your life with me. I'll see you in about 24 hours where we'll continue this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.